Hello and welcome back.
Hi, everyone. Today we're diving into something really useful for teachers, active learning techniques. These are strategies you can use to get students more involved in their learning and help them connect with big ideas in meaningful ways.
Exactly. Active learning is all about moving beyond lectures and passive note-taking. Instead, it focuses on activities where students practice, apply knowledge, and reflect on what they've learned. And it's backed by some of the biggest names in educational theory, Vygotsky, Kolb, Piaget, to name a few.
Right, and we're talking about bite-sized activities that you can slot into your lessons without major prep. Plus, we'll share tips to make these activities even more impactful. So, James, where should we start?
Let's kick off with a foundational principle: always check students' prior knowledge before introducing new ideas. Educational psychologists like Aushabel emphasize that if students don't have a schema or prior understanding to anchor new information to, they won't learn effectively.
That's so true. And these prior knowledge checks don't have to take long, just a couple of minutes. For instance, you could ask a quick question like, "What do you already know about this topic?" It's simple but sets the stage for meaningful learning.
Exactly. Another key principle is keeping the activities novel and engaging. Even a small twist, like framing a problem in a real-world context, can boost motivation. And don't forget the social element. Vygotsky taught us that students learn more effectively when they interact with peers or get scaffolding from teachers.
Social interaction is huge. Speaking of which, one of my favorite active learning techniques is think-pair-share. It's so simple and effective. You pose a focused question, give students a minute to jot down their thoughts, then have them pair up to discuss before sharing with the whole class.
I love think-pair-share. It's quick, low prep, and gets every student involved. Plus, as a teacher, you can listen in on the pairs to catch any misconceptions. And it ends with a metacognitive prompt, like, "What part of your explanation surprised you?" That really gets students reflecting.
Right. Reflection is another key piece of active learning. It's all about closing the loop. For example, you could use a technique like 3-2-1 at the end of a lesson. Students write down three things they learned, two questions they still have, and one way they could apply the idea. It's quick but so insightful.
Totally. And for something hands-on, I recommend mini experiments or rapid labs. These are great for turning abstract concepts into concrete experiences. A class might, for instance, design and test a three-legged stool to explore geometry principles. It's creative, fun, and grounded in real-world application.
That's such a good example. And it fits perfectly with Kolb's learning cycle. You start with a concrete experience, reflect on it, develop a conceptual understanding, and then actively test or apply the concept.
Exactly. Another fantastic activity is the jigsaw method. You divide students into expert groups to study subtopics, then they return to their home groups to teach each other. It's collaborative, and it pushes students to explain concepts in their own words.
I've used jigsaw before, and it works wonders for topics with multiple layers. Plus, it builds confidence because students feel like experts on their assigned subtopics. And there's a built-in metacognitive prompt. You can ask, "What part of the peer teaching helped you learn most?"
Speaking of collaboration, have you tried the gallery walk? Students create posters to solve a problem or explain a concept, then display them around the room. Their peers circulate, leaving feedback on sticky notes. It's a great way to promote peer critique and expose students to different perspectives.
Yes, and it's so dynamic. I find that students really engage with the feedback process. And as a teacher, you can use those sticky notes to spot recurring misconceptions and address them in the next lesson.
Absolutely. Now, for something a bit more structured, I'd recommend station rotations. You set up different stations with tasks like a minilab, a concept map, or a reflection activity. Students rotate through, and you can even staff one station to give targeted support.
Station rotations are brilliant because they offer variety and differentiation. Students get to practice skills in different ways, and it keeps the energy high. Plus, you can end with an exit ticket asking, "Which station helped you most and why?" to tie it all together.
Another favorite of mine is role play or simulations. These are great for practicing real-world skills. For instance, students could role-play a parent-teacher conference or work through an ethical dilemma. It's immersive and ties learning directly to practical contexts.
That's such a powerful approach, especially for building social and decision-making skills. And you can debrief afterward with questions like, what worked? What didn't? What would you try differently next time? It really gets students thinking critically.
Exactly. And whether it's role play, a concept map race, or even a quick case-based problem, the key is to keep it structured. Use time limits, assign group roles, and set clear expectations. That helps keep students focused and on task.
Agreed. And don't forget the importance of formative assessment throughout these activities. Simple checks, like sticker note feedback or quick thumbs up or down responses, can provide immediate insights into student understanding.
Absolutely. And always close with a metacognitive prompt, something like, what did you learn? What was hard? What will you try next? It encourages students to reflect and take ownership of their learning.
Well, I think we've covered a lot today, everything from think, pair, share to jigsaws, mini experiments, and more. Hopefully, our listeners feel ready to try one of these techniques in their classrooms.
Definitely. And remember, active learning doesn't have to be overly complicated. Start small, tweak activities based on feedback, and you'll see the impact.
Bye for now, and happy teaching.